this time of year. It's Gene Simmons in Haunted House.
You mean Gene Simmons from Kiss?
No. This was his dad.
Okay.
Or something.
Gene Simmons Sr.
Yeah. I can't help what the guy's
name was.
He's
like, I have nothing to do with Kiss. Why are you wrapping me in that?
Right. 93.5, 104.7 FM, Pirate Radio, breaking for a special guest here this morning with us. Greg Getch is here.
A special Getch.
Yeah,
see what I did there?
Drum roll, please.
So smooth.
I know. Such a goofball.
Welcome on board, Greg.
Thank you for allowing me to come back and see you all.
Not a problem.
Glad to have you back again because your support of veterans is so, you know, needed and wanted in this area. Qualified listeners is what you who you represent and what you represent. And we have a Veterans Support Day coming up.
Yes, we do. November 9th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Shields. If everybody knows where Shields is, if you don't, you need to find it between now and November 9th.
Right.
Exactly.
And what they've done is they've been so gracious to allow us to take over the funds for the Ferris wheel.
Oh.
And so we will be running that for them. We won't run the Ferris wheel. They have trained people for that.
Right.
I was going to say they might get a little out of control.
They allow us to manage the tokens.
Sure. That's great.
As a token of their appreciation. And then there's three organizations who will share the time there, and all the funds raised will go to veterans.
And then it's a dollar a ride.
It's a dollar a ride, yes.
Oh, that's really reasonable. Yeah. And I've been wanting to ride the Ferris wheel over there anyway.
Yeah.
Every time I go in there, it's covered up in people. So
oh, yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'm going to stand in line on the 9th and make sure I get my ride.
Well, that would be great. We'd love to have you out there.
And besides, you know, Shields is a great place to shop. I mean, there's like two floors just full of everything you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, everything and anything you could ever possibly not live without.
Two or three floors. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Two floors that I know of. And yeah, a lot of stuff you didn't know you needed.
Right.
You didn't even know existed.
I want that tent and that one and that one. Ooh, don't even get me started on that whole gun room, the whole side of the building. Whoa, whole side of the building.
You bet.
Wow, tearing things up over
there.
Yeah,
I really am. Just knocked a whole bunch of stuff over. So sit still.
And Shields does a tremendous amount of support for veteran organizations. Veterans don't get discounts there, but Shields does give back on a national scale tremendous amount of money to veteran organizations such as us. So we appreciate
it. Wow.
That's great.
That's wonderful. And you are chief CEO and cook and bottle washer at Qualified Listeners. Is that right?
I am. I'm the founder and executive director of it.
There you go.
And we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish and look forward to a lot more.
Well, fill us in a little bit on what Qualified Listeners actually does in case people aren't familiar with you yet.
We are a veteran and family resource hub. And we locate veterans and families, and we listen to them and find out what needs they may have. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then we send them to the qualified resources that we've assembled. And through all of that, we are very strong advocates for them.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And that's kind of what we do, and we cover 10 counties in Colorado and southeast Wyoming.
Oh, my goodness. That's bigger from the last time even, isn't it? Did you add some more in?
Yes, and that comes from my 50 years in small business where you do what customers want.
Right.
When customers call you for a need.
Imagine that.
I mean, what a concept. And so we get spread pretty thin.
Yeah.
But we get to help veterans every day. And we're doing, directly we are impacting or helping about 120 veterans and family members every month.
Wow. That's great.
And you're a wonderful resource if somebody's struggling with, you know, depression, you know, all sorts of different things that veterans can face once they're, you know, back in the civilian population, and you know maybe they're you know confused, upset, disappointed, you know all those different things. Your qualified listeners, that is exactly what you do. It's a resource for veterans to talk to another veteran, so that they get that bond, and it really truly helps them. With somebody they feel comfortable with.
That's very true, and that's certainly how we started, was to train veterans to be good listeners so veterans and family members have somebody safe they can talk to who won't judge them.
Right.
And that drives everything that we do is listening. There's nothing more honorable one human can do to another than to listen.
Exactly.
And we've forgotten that, it seems like, in our society, and we find that that's very powerful. And it drives all the other steps that we do.
Yeah. These days, it seems like we just scream at each other.
Amen.
Yeah,
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were. And hopefully that will change. But we don't, you know, I guess we start with ourselves. And if
we
can help other people do that, then are you looking for volunteers or maybe people to join or maybe organizations that are like, hey, we'd like to be a part of this. We help veterans.
We're looking for both. We certainly need more qualified listeners.
Okay.
The more people know about us, the more need that we discover.
Sure.
And we have four active listeners now. We did 52 listening sessions last month, which is a new record for us.
Wow.
And as we get more listeners on board, that will increase. So we're always looking for veterans or family members who wish to become qualified listeners. It's about a 7.5-hour training process to become one.
Okay.
And then certainly we're always looking for organizations who want to help support veterans and want accountability from those they donate to.
Exactly.
Right.
So we're local. You can see exactly where the money goes. And 80 cents of every dollar goes direct to veteran support.
Wow. Yeah. That's terrific. So. And I see that you've got all the military logos represented on your flyer here. So everybody from every branch is
absolutely
welcome and taken care of and talked to and can help, all of that.
Absolutely. We give each other a hard time, those of us who served, but we're all brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Sure.
And it doesn't matter the age. One of the interesting things, most people think most veterans are my age, and I'm 69, I'm a Vietnam veteran, but the reality is that's not the case.
Right.
65% of those we listen to are Vietnam era. But 37% are Iraq and Afghanistan. So we're getting a lot more young people who just need some help talking to somebody. And what they need, we get calls for people who lost a spouse and need to have an honorable burial. We need my clutch fixed in my car. I need groceries. How do I get in the VA? How do I get this outside of the VA? The variety of questions is pretty amazing. So we track all that stuff.
So well, imagine to be, imagine to be a listener, you have to have a wide variety of talents to do what you do, what your listeners do for these veterans.
Well, I don't know. I think the things that drive a good listener certainly is humility is important.
Sure.
That you need to put the person you're listening to above you.
Right.
And you have to have a lot of compassion and empathy. You also have to have a lot of emotional control, because when you sit down with somebody to listen to them, mm-hmm. our listening sessions run somewhere between 1 and 3 hours.
Okay.
And imagine a champagne bottle, and you take the cork out of it, and then try and put it back.
Right.
It doesn't happen. It has to relieve the pressure.
Yeah.
And that's what we see happening sometimes, is people just, they've needed to talk about this for 1 to 50 years.
Right.
And when you give them that opportunity, they have to release that pressure. And our job is to not react.
Right.
Right.
I've heard some amazing things in the 495 people I've listened to. And you just can't not react. And that would just kill the whole process.
So right.
That's the only thing that scares me about new listeners is make sure they have the self-control.
Exactly. Right. And you can relate, because you kept everything bottled up. Excuse the pun, for so long before you figured out how to release the pressure.
Yeah, I hid it for 39 years.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to not have anybody to talk to. So,
right.
And we vow that no veteran will ever be alone again.
Yeah.
So we all
wonderful work that you do.
Yeah, that's terrific stuff.
So we appreciate all the support you continually give us to spread the word.
Absolutely. So remind us one last time what's going on. We'll put it on our Facebook page, but
okay.
Tell us again in case people are just driving and they'll be able to remember.
Well, certainly, as we were talking offline, coming up on Veterans Day time of year, we partnered with Shields in Johnstown for Veteran Support Day that happens on November 9th. 2019 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Come ride the Ferris wheel. We'll take donations there. There's three organizations. It'll be us, Combat Veterans Association 3-6, and Horses, Stillwater Ranch, who is an equine therapy in Loveland.
So right. They help a lot, too.
Yeah.
We're excited for people to come out and meet them and find out more about what we do.
Sounds great.
And if somebody wants to pay $20 to ride the Ferris wheel, that's all right, too, right?
It is, and we will be able to take credit cards and cash both that day. So,
ooh, there perfect. You go. So you can pay a buck, but if you have more, why
that's
not
right.
go ahead?
Oh, the last piece is that we will have a barrel there for the VFW State Department, who has an annual airdrop for kids and families in remote areas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they give them food specific to the family and toys specific to the family.
That's
and
wonderful.
The shortage that they have is toys, so we're going to be collecting toys. So if people come to Shields and want to donate, they can go shopping at Shields and then go get that and drop it in the barrel
bring
for
a
the
toy.
VFW.
So, oh, right. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you for everything you do, Greg.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
it.
Us.
Thank Anytime you want to come back, you let us know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, veterans support is a very critical thing because, you know what? Fighting for our freedoms. And
yeah.
That's what makes us different in the great United States of America. All right, got to wrap this up and hit the top of the hour news. 93.5, 104.7 FM, Pirate Radio.